It hit me that something that was a real piece of the quality of my life was gone forever, and I'm too young to be eating plastic food for the rest of my life. I saw it as a sign of the future, all the unique things in our lives being turned into plastic. At the end of the conversation, my brother-in-law said to me, "The first thing that occurred to me after we got back from the trip, when we found out that they didn't sell our tomatoes anymore, was to get on the internet and start checking for Jersey beefsteaks to see if anyone is still growing the real thing. Someone out there must be." Ted's instinct was a good one. If there is still a market for them and the seeds are still around, some farmer using the internet, a website, www.tomatoes.jerseybeefsteaks.com, as well as a Federal Express account and a Visa account, will surely set up a virtual farmer's market where it will be possible to order original Jersey beefsteak tomatoes from your home PC, charge them on Visa, and have them delivered by FedEx the next day. At least I hope so. The future of globalization may depend on it. Why? Because how we learn to strike the right balance between globalization's inherently empowering and humanizing aspects and its inherently disempowering and dehumanizing aspects will determine whether it is reversible or irreversible, a passing phase or a fundamental revolution in the evolution of human society. In July 1998, The New Yorker magazine ran a cartoon that showed two long-haired, scraggly-bearded Hell's Angels types, one wearing a Skull and Crossbones t-shirt and the other sitting on his motorcycle. Each is obviously asking the other how his day went. One Hell's Angel finally says to the other, "How was my day?" Advancing issues led declines. And so it is with globalization. Globalization is always in the balance, always tipping this way or that. Our job as citizens of the world is to make certain that a majority of people always feel that advancing issues are leading the declines. Only then will globalization be sustainable, and no nation has a greater responsibility and opportunity to ensure this than the United States of America.